Today on Real Life Radio.
It seems like I say this every week. Maybe I do. I encourage you to stop playing it safe. You can play it safe in the stock market. You can play it safe anywhere else. You can play it safe on the freeway. I get that part. But when it comes to Christianity, don't play it safe. You need to be reckless. Our God's awesome.
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Faith on Fire, Part 3 begins in the book of Philippians chapter 2 with verses 14 through 18. The overall theme of Paul's letter to the Philippians is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Faith on fire is a faith that is poured out and overflowing in sacrifice and in service to Him. Paul's hope and confidence was fully centered on the person and the work of Jesus Christ. And so it is and should be for all of us who believe. For it's by faith that we can trust in His Word and have the assurance of God's ability to do what He said He would do. And it's by faith that we can share these promises with others. The target of faith for the Christian is not faith itself. Our faith is in Christ. And faith on fire is totally surrendering our lives to Him. Today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that God has given each of us a mission and a calling. And when we give our lives over to Him, our final destination will be forever with Him in heaven. Having a faith on fire is having a faith that is not forgotten. Our deeds here on earth will carry on through eternity. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
God told Abraham, get up and go. One step, move. Now, just go, follow me, and I'll tell you the rest of the story. Just get up and go. And did you know that as he went, he had no GPS on that camel. He didn't have Waze on that camel. He didn't punch the app and it said, okay, you're going to go from Ur and you're going to go over here. You're going to, none of that stuff. Every bit along the way. What next, God? Okay, now turn left, Abraham. Oh, and then what? He had to get to the place. Listen, he had to get to the place until God told him the next step. See, some of us, because we don't have faith, some of us, oh, God, I'll follow you anywhere. Just show it all in Technicolor, lay it out in a map, and don't change any part of it. I just need to see it really, really clear. And then I'll follow you. And God says, I'm not going to do it your way. You're going to do it my way. We're not going to do it at all. By faith. The Bible says that by faith, Hebrews 11:21, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph. He spoke prophetically over these boys, and he did it by faith. Hebrews 11:24, by faith Moses, listen to this, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. We have no idea what Moses was saying goodbye to. Moses, by faith, said to his adopted mother who raised him up, I'm not Egyptian, I'm Jewish, and I'm leaving. All that he knew by faith. That's huge. By faith, Hebrews 11:29, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry ground, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. Hebrews 11:30 and 31, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot, Rahab, did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. Hebrews 11:32. And what shall we say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon and Barak, not Obama, this is a different Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets, verse 33, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, probably referring to Daniel there. Verse 34, quenching the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, I love that, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Wow, by faith. Is there hope for America? I don't think so, except that God's people follow God, seek God. I don't think government's going to deliver us, but God could. But do we believe it? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10:38 that the just shall live by what?
Faith.
That's awesome. And then as we consider this, as we look to this, when Paul says, I'm glad and I rejoice with you all, he's announcing that we are in this wonderful thing called Christianity together. True biblical Christianity. God has given each of us a mission. He's given each of us a calling. Every one of us is believers. I seem like I say this every week, maybe I do. I encourage you to stop playing it safe. You can play it safe in the stock market. You can play it safe anywhere else. You can play it safe on the freeway. I get that part. But when it comes to Christianity, don't play it safe. You need to be reckless. Our God's awesome. And you know what? Listen, when you step out there and you say, God, what is it you want me to do? I'll do anything you want me to do. Let me tell you something. You'll never be bored again. And you want to know why? We have an awesome destination. It's not here. It's not here. We have issues of life, and we think, "Oh, this is it. All hope is lost." No. I attended a funeral in Sacramento, and family member, 16-month-old family member, suddenly died. They don't know why. Beautiful little thing, just boom. And the church was packed, and Lisa and I were there, and we're listening, and I'm trying to follow this message. There's all kinds of non-believers, hundreds, I think 500-600 people at this funeral, and it's like, dude, get to the deal, get to the point. It was just, I mean, it was so depressing. I felt like we were all dying in there. It's not good to go to a church and you feel like you're dying. And it's like, come on. And then all of a sudden, it's okay. Well, thank you all for coming. And I'm thinking, God, this is the worst. No gospel, no cross, no hope. In fact, he even mentioned that to the parents, he mentions that thus thou art and thus thou shalt return, and so your baby's in the grave. First of all, that ain't true. No 16-month-old is aware of the law of God. The Bible says there is no knowledge of sin, nor is God holding anybody accountable who doesn't know the law. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That little baby, listen, my niece was dead. She's dancing in heaven when that guy was saying that. And think right at the end, I mean, and I'm just, Lisa and I are just going, and then the guy goes, would anyone like to say anything? And I just ran up there and I figured, look, I got like 5 minutes. And you know what? All I did was give pure, one. I just went from one verse to the next verse to the next verse. I just paraphrased about 7 or 8 verses about what happens because what Jesus did on the cross, where little Vivian is, what she's doing, what's going on. This is what the Bible says. This is what she's seeing. This is why Jesus Christ came. And don't think that, and I thought afterward, God, if it wasn't for this, I would just get in line with all the other people and just break open the booze. Seriously. You can't exactly fault people who are tanking it up who don't know any hope. Do you understand? They're trying to find some sort of relief. Well, I'm a Christian and I like to get drunk. You ought to get some hope. What are you doing? You read the Bible. You want to get drunk? Read this. You get happy. Why? I don't need any. Listen. Seriously. You offended me. Listen, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You know, I just want, and here's where we end. I just want you to, as verse 18 says, He says, for the same reason you also be glad and rejoice with me, we've given our lives to God, people. This is what Paul is saying. You know what Paul is saying? I'm Paul the Apostle. I'm like a little tiny drink offering being poured out like an oblation or libation poured out on this on that burning sacrifice of all of your work in Philippi, you amazing Christians. I'm just a little salt and pepper, little marinating sauce on there. And but you're the sacrifice, and it's amazing. So I'm rejoicing in that. And if I get killed for it, that is amazingly awesome because it's a great way to go. And here's the deal. Rejoice with me too. This is a sweet guy. Isn't he amazing? We've given our lives to God. Everything that you and I have done for Jesus will never be forgotten. Isn't it amazing? The Bible says concerning our sins, the believer, Christian, you, one who's trusting Christ, please understand me if you're new here today. When I say Christian, I don't mean a member of this church. Do you understand me? You want to go to heaven? You can't get there by becoming a member of this church. Well, that's okay, Pastor. I'm a member of the Lutheran Church. You can't get to heaven by being a member there either. Well, that's why I'm a Catholic. You can't get to heaven by being a Catholic. That's okay. I'm a member of the First Baptist Lutheran Methodist Calvary Chapel. Not going to work. You can't get to heaven like that. Can you imagine standing in line, pull out your card? Next. I not only have my Calvary Chapel card, it's black. Not going to work. It's eternity. God provided it through Jesus. He died on the cross for our sins. You can't fix that. You can't change that. You can't alter that. You got to deal with it. You'll either accept it or reject it. We have a destination coming. I can't wait. Hey, I'll end with this. You can close your Bible. We're done. On Monday, last Monday, we had promised our granddaughter. She'd never been on a train before. She's almost six. So Lisa and I, and I don't know if you've ever done this. You ought to do it. It's pretty fun. We went down to Fullerton Station, and we got on the train. And down in San Juan Capistrano is a petting zoo. She loves that place. And so you get on the train, and parts of it, you know, these are modern trains, but parts of it is just kind of old school cool. The conductors are wearing old school kind of outfits. Kind of neat, you know? And the guy's walking through the car like this. Next stop, Santa Ana Station. Next stop, Santa Ana. So it's like, I don't care because I'm not going to Santa Ana. Train pulls away. Next stop, Irvine. Irvine, next stop. I could care less. We're all playing, goofing off. We're sitting at our table there, just horsing around, looking out the window, whatever we're doing. Our ticket had what on it? San Juan Capistrano. So he calls out, I don't remember the stops, it doesn't matter. Next stop. We don't care. Until what happened? He said, next stop, San Juan Capistrano. San Juan Capistrano, next stop. That was our destination. We had a ticket. We got up. We got out. Listen, every one of us have a destination. You have a ticket. I don't know if you know that or not. I told you I'm an atheist. You have a ticket. The destination printed on your ticket is like Death Valley. It's like, next stop, hell. Hell's next stop. Seriously, you know what? We had a destination. We made the choice to go to San Juan. Okay, and God offers you the ticket that was bought by his son Jesus. You know how much my granddaughter paid for that ticket? Absolutely nothing. I did, through the nose. She not only could care less, it doesn't compute. How God goes to the cross for me and dies there in my place for all the guilt and shame that I was yet to be born to commit. And all those who prior to him had committed sin as well, Noah, Abraham, you name it, how he would go and buy the ticket with his blood in a currency that this world cannot produce so that nobody could counterfeit it. He buys it on his own accord, out of his own choosing. He buys the ticket for the entire globe of humanity. All those who looked forward in the Old Testament to the coming purchase, all those of us who look back to the price paid. And when we live our lives as sacrifices in the service of Christ, there's going to be a day when we're going to hear, "Next stop, heaven! Next stop." And it's like, that's it. Because you know what? Going down the track, hey. Going down the track, hey, there's the district. There's the mall. There's the, you see, oh, there's the 405. Hey, there's Mission Viejo. We're getting close. I knew it was coming up. Other announcements had been made of other places. But then I began to recognize, we're getting close, because I know this area. And we're going to be pulling up any moment. Listen, you're pulling up to eternity. You may or may not be aware of it. You may or may not be paying attention. You're pulling up to eternity. And you have a ticket for hell right now, or you have a ticket for heaven. It's easy to get a ticket for hell. At birth, we're all given one, basically, in a sense. The Bible says we're all condemned because we've sinned against God. We've all fallen short. When we come to the knowledge of sin, we must make a choice. So today you have to decide, I can do that on my own. Really? The old song, "People get ready. There's a train a-coming. Picking up passengers from coast to coast." I think, I don't know if the Beatles sang that or Kenny Rankin sang that. Kenny Rankin wrote it. Rod Stewart sang it, I think. You ever listen to the words? You ought to listen to the words. Because that song sang by secular people, it's saying the Lord is coming to pick you up from coast to coast. It says the Lord is coming. Listen. I'm going to give you the opportunity to get an exchange. You can change your ticket today. Get your ticket stamped. Father, we thank you for your truth, for your word, your precious word. How we have underestimated your word. It's amazing to me that we as people would agree. We just don't stop to think. We don't stop long enough to look out the window. How important words are. With our words, we can kill a person's hope. With our words, we can destroy a spirit of a child. With our words, we can muster up courage in someone who's defeated. With our words, we can speak into a kid's life. They can do anything. We see that and we all know that. And all of us have been affected by words. So it should be no stretch for us to take the next step and to understand that for God so loved the world, you, my friend, that he gave his only son. That if you would believe, trust in him, lean upon him, you would not perish in hell. You would never be lost. But you would have eternal life. Life abiding. Age abiding. Forever life. Because Jesus died for you and I. Right where you're at. Right now. Please understand. You have been ticketed. And you've been carrying that ticket. But you need your ticket to say heaven now. And right where you're at, you need to tell God, God, I want to change my ticket. I want my sins forgiven. I want to become a real, true follower of Jesus, not a member of a church, not a card-carrying, bona fide adherent. I want to be a dead man made alive. I want to be made new. I want to live a new life. I want to be a true follower of Christ. And I give you, God, my life now. Change me forever. Father, for those who are praying that prayer right now, I ask Almighty God that your Holy Spirit would come upon them in power. Lord, that your word, please, would have been honored today, that you might, Almighty God, empower it into the souls of men and women and boys and girls. And for us who are believers now, may we leave this place today, Lord God, celebrating you, being bold about you, the message of you, the reality of you, you, the one, the only one who will ever matter for all time and eternity. Thank you, God, for being so awesome. We love you, Lord. And we pray that we would soon hear the shout, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. Next stop, come up here, heaven. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Church, let's stand in the
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, in a message called Faith on Fire, Part 3. Thanks for listening, and you know, our Father in heaven will never forget the faith that you acted upon while here on this earth. We'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Hey, would you like to access all kinds of media that Pastor Jack has to offer? Keeping us connected with Jesus is what jackhibbs.com is all about. Watch broadcast content on demand with Real Life TV. Listen to the latest Real Life Radio broadcasts, or check out the Real Life podcasts hosted by Pastor Jack. You can also sign up for Pastor Jack's weekly devotional, and be sure to access the Real Life mobile app for your smartphone or tablet. And for a gift of any amount, get the latest book of the month personally recommended by Pastor Jack. It's all right there at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Hey everybody, Pastor Jack here, and I just want to encourage all of you, with all of your Bible learning, with all of your Bible, can I say it this way, acquisition, can we agree to do something with it? Can we take what we've learned and get on out there and find out in your own community who's running for office? Who's going to make the determination about your money, about your kids, about your future? And what about political races where people are going to decide your future? This is the opportunity for you and I to steward our freedom. Let's pray, let's vote, and let's pray for the outcome.
You know, if you feel like end times prophecy is too challenging or impossible to piece together, we have a remarkable resource for you. Pastor Jack's book of the month is called Understanding End Times Prophecy by Paul N. Benware. Why even study Bible prophecy? Does it matter today? What happens in the future? Benware shows us that the person who knows prophetic truths and orders their life according to these truths will live a better life right now. The study of Bible prophecy reminds us that God is good and motivates us toward rightful living today while giving us hope for tomorrow.
Jesus said it himself, these things I have told you in advance, that when they happen, you will know that I am the eternal self-containing God.
So get your copy and one for your friends on one of the finest works of its kind on the subject. Understanding End Times Prophecy by Paul N. Benware is yours for a gift of any amount. And it's available at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.